called Tony and he wanted to.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
He just called before I showed up. Okay, we're gonna get started. I'd like to open this special meeting of the Ochoco West Water and Sanitary Authority on January 20. Hey, Tony.
Hey, sorry about that.
No worries, you're on speaker. We're just starting the meeting now.
Okay.
I'd like to open this special meeting of the Ochoco West Water and Sanitary Authority of January 24th, 2025 at 6:01 p.m. Roll call.
Rick Lopez.
Bob Overton.
Tim Smith.
Michael Pappin.
Mary Skraka.
Tony Sneath.
Let the record reflect that Tony Sneath is calling in virtually this evening for tonight's meeting. We have two items on our agenda, the first being the rate of pay for our vacant office position. I think currently we had it posted at $19 an hour and haven't gotten the results that we had hoped as far as quality of candidate and the experience that we're looking for. So thoughts from the rest of the board as far as adjusting that or no, or thoughts from the board?
You said you spoke to somebody, right?
So HR answers Anna Lee when we originally were going through the rebuilding phase of staff and hiring additional staff. She had sent out their formulations for rate of pay based on economic factors here, and it was in our board email. So according to this, if you had, you know, 1 to 3 years of experience, and keeping in mind that the applicants that we're getting aren't necessarily having 1 to 3 years of experience in the types of tasks that we're asking them to do. The median income is anywhere between $35,500 and $36,600. And the thought was 52 weeks, because there's 52 weeks in a year guaranteed, dividing those figures by 52 and then doing the math from there gives us an idea.
Hold on.
So if you take the median income of, let's just start with 35,500 divided by 52.
2080.
Mm-hmm.
2080.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take 35,000 divided by 2080, you're at 16, call it 17 an hour.
No. 19 ain't cutting it, so.
Mm. Yeah. No,
I
was
dividing that out. No, I know, 16. Yeah. So, yeah. Thoughts on the board?
What's the current, can we discuss the current pay rate of our office manager now?
Yeah, we can skip to that and circle back.
No, I just wanted to know what the rate is.
Oh, it's 20.
Okay.
And my thought was, you know, the idea is that Kathy would be moving on and, you know, at some point, and I don't know that there should be a huge discrepancy in pay between the incoming and our current staff. Because the idea is that the incoming staff should be able to take over the office. At least that's the goal.
So you're going to look at the difference and some gap there.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to look at, you know, your office manager at 22 or 24 an hour, and then bump it up to 20 in the The problem is you can go to McDonald's and make $18, $19 an hour.
Yeah. Well, thoughts from the rest of the board.
So Kathy's only making 20 something an hour?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't we bump her up to 20, 250, 23 and then make the incoming at 20?
Well, that's what we're asking thoughts.
That's what I just said. So yeah. Asking thoughts about that.
I think that's a place that's the only way we could.
What do the other staff make as well?
Well, you're talking about field going versus administrative. And two completely different categories of tasks. And administrative currently, like I said, Kathy is making $20 per hour. And originally when we formulated that, you know, it was on the idea of it being part-time and all that, and it just did not pan out that way. And our current open position is posted for $19 an hour. With the idea that the current position, you know, after a 60-day probationary period, the expectation would be that we would reevaluate that pay scale to better reflect moving forward. But got to get someone, you know, qualified and in the door first.
Thoughts, anyone?
I kind of align with you. Like, if we go
Kathy. The ad right now is at 19?
Yes.
No, 20.
The ad is at 20?
Kathy's at 20.
Oh, I thought you said
the ad is at 19.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said Kathy.
So if we went from Kathy to 23, put the ad in for 21, and then with the possibility.
I think you should put, this personally, I think you should put someone in at least 21 to 22. To get him in the door.
Yeah.
21.
Especially if it's part-time and they got to drive out here.
They're not going to be part-time. They're going to be 36 hours plus. That's full-time.
Oh, okay.
They'll be entitled to benefits and everything else.
No, Kathy came on as part-time.
Yeah. Well, she only wanted 16 to 20 hours a week.
Originally
and she's working 40.
Yeah.
And she's working 40 plus.
Yeah.
Is there any benefits with that at all?
There's rate of pay vacation. The current position is considered 34 to 36 hours. That's full-time according to our policies and procedures manual, with the expectation that they would be able to take on a full 40 hours and take over the office in whole.
In the ad posting a job, it says the wages plus benefits, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just trying to play a little
picture. Don't apologize.
Okay.
Nope.
I think that's a fair wage, 21 an hour plus.
Yep.
Plus benefits. Yeah. Well, benefits means they get a stipend for healthcare, towards healthcare,
sure.
Paid vacation days, sick leave, and all of that.
So. Because I mean, you're saying you can go work at McDonald's for 18, 19 an hour, but are they going to have the benefits?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, they don't.
So I think and benefits, where I've worked places before, benefits, if you add them up, $7-$8 an hour.
They do count for a lot.
Well, that's what I think we should do is, we come out of this to make a motion to move the current one up to 23 and bump the ad up to 21.
I could see that, Rick, what are your thoughts?
I think with the work that she's been doing, that would be more than fair.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And hopefully it'll get somebody in the door.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it should fire off at least another round of resumes coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if that don't pan out, then we may have to look at the temp agencies.
Yeah.
Hard and heavy after that, because we got to do something.
Yeah, for sure. Tony, any additional thoughts?
No, I think it's really the only thing you have an option really to do it and try again.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, if you don't, we go to temp agency and go from there.
Yeah, agree. Give it another 4 weeks and be purposeful in that. then if we're ready, I make a motion that we set the...
Do we do that in executive?
The special meeting doesn't require executive session.
Just thought I'd ask.
I make a motion that we set the, modify the rate of pay for our current vacant office position to $21 per hour plus benefits, as specified in the previous ad. Let's start there.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Discussion? Motion passes. I make another motion that we set the new rate of pay for our current office manager position to $23 per hour.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Discussion? Motion passes. That concludes our special meeting. This meeting is adjourned at 6:11 PM. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You take those home, Rick.